Dear friends in Christ Jesus, we are in the third Sunday of Easter. The liturgical readings invite us to realize the presence of risen Christ in our daily lives. Christ is present in every aspect of our life, in the inner tabernacle of our hearts, in mind, and in and through persons, in daily events, and in the celebration of the sacraments. The readings narrate a beautiful theme: realize the presence of risen Lord and transform the essence of your lives. Turning point in life arises at a moment of some crisis where one is introduced to his own other self. Everybody has the moment, and that moment in life, where life makes a sudden U-turn. It changes the entire course of future that is to come. And it is those turning points that expose the inner strength and abilities of a person. The true turning point of apostles we see in today's gospel. The death of Jesus filled the apostles with fear and trembling to save their lives. So they follow Peter to earn their livelihood through fishing. It was a moment of returning back to square one, where they lived before meeting Christ. That was their job. They returned back to their own old job of fishing. And at this time, Jesus makes them to realize of their purpose of call and vocation. It was a moment of returning back. It was a moment of turning point to Peter and the other apostles, because Christ is instilling hope among the hopeless apostles. It happens to us also, my dear brothers and sisters. There could be some life events happening in and around us. Our faith must not depend upon the persons. Our faith must not depend upon the priest or the bishops or the people whom you are experiencing or having a bad experiences in life. That should not make you to lose faith in Christ. That's where lies your strength and faith in God. Sometimes God puts test in us in the form of a few persons. Whether do we really withstand with God or run away from situations that make you troubles, difficulties? Just like the apostles, they too were unaware of what to do after the death of Jesus. Jesus makes them to realize their mistake, and he gives them the second chance in their lives to follow him faithfully. And what happens? They turn back from fishing. Peter met Jesus while fishing, and from the episode of miraculous catch, he was called to be a fisher of men. He was called to be tending the sheep of Jesus. Secondly, empty-handed to net full. Before the presence of Jesus, their nets were empty. They could catch nothing all through the night. Their nets were empty, but the presence of Jesus makes them difference in their catch of fish. The toil of the whole night got them nothing, but when Jesus asked them to lower the net, they got a net full. This indeed cleared all the doubts that they were having about that particular stranger whom they met. It was indeed the Lord. They realized it was the Lord's presence. Only when we realize His presence, then our emptiness will be filled with His mercies and graces. We'll be filled with graces and blessings. Third, triple denial of Peter becomes to triple affirmation. Jesus also gives us all a chance at the sacrament of confession. He makes us to realize of our sins, our faults and mistakes, and turning back to God and loving Jesus again. We see the dialogue between Peter and Jesus here. The triple affirmation was another turning point in the life of Peter. He who denied thrice affirms now with all humility, "Lord, you know that I love you." This answer was indeed a turning point, as it is a part of preparation for Peter to lead the infant church. This affirmation of Peter transformed a simple fisherman to be a shepherd of the church. This simple affirmation made this simple fisherman to hold the keys of the kingdom of heaven. His life, his vocation, his profession, his commitment, and his whole personality was transformed when he realized the presence of Christ. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, today we all gathered in the same name of Jesus. Do we realize His presence at Eucharist? He is present amidst of us. Do we make our bodies the temples of tabernacles where He comes to dwell in our hearts? Do we wash away our sinful mind and enter into the refreshment of Jesus' own body and blood, bearing Him in our daily lives? Or do the happenings in and around us, people, what's happening with others, make us to deviate our faith and go away from God? Or even amidst of troubles, trials, tribulations, and those difficult moments, we are able to attach ourselves and embrace Jesus, our Lord and Master, who is with us? Do we believe His presence after the resurrection, that He is sharing His life with us? Whenever we participate or celebrate the sacrament of Eucharist, He is with us. Do we believe in His presence? If so, then we are the people who will be benefiting His mercy and graces.